Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I know Democrats don't believe their nonsense. I know this. I know that behind the scenes, they fight, they struggle to, you know, to rationalize their behaviors, but publicly, they act as one moving body. They're the fish in the ocean, all little bitty people swimming together, because separated, they're nothing. But together, when they move, they look like a big whale that you better not attack. And occasionally little guys get picked off, but the mass of them, nothing really happens. If the Trump family had 1% of the obvious corruption of the Biden family, the nation would be in an uproar. Now, again, not telling you anything you don't know, but I will say this, that it leads me to admire that the Democrats can so easily overlook what is really major things in their party. There is no denying the things that we know about the Democratic Party. There's no denying what we know about the Biden family, the Clinton family. There's no denying what individuals within the Democratic Party have done. People like Comey, McCabe, Peter Strzok, Lisa Page, James Clapper, John Brennan, the Obama family, operatives within the Democratic Party like Susan Rice and others. There's no question what these people have done. Don't even get me started on what the media has done, and social media, and the Zuckerberg bucks, and all these other things. Obvious stuff. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. There's a part of me that it pains to say these things and say, how is it that they do such obvious stuff? Hunter Biden, do I need to give you the litany of things that Hunter Biden has done that would have landed any other person in prison, and yet the Democrats don't say a word? Go Google Hunter Biden right now. Go to Google News and Google Hunter Biden, and you won't get anything of note. This is a man who's been under investigation for 5 years. We have tax records. We have statements from his baby mama. We got statements from his partners, and there's not a single thing that's happened to him. And yet, the conservative movement is under fire. And you know what they're tricking you into believing? That it's about Donald Trump. It's not about Donald Trump. Here's what I would say to you. I would never succumb to the way that the Democrats behave. I know I talk about how we need to change our tactics, and that I am willing to do. I am. But I would never succumb to their belief system that says, if the Trump family were the Biden family, that I would accept it and I would rally around the Trump family. I wouldn't do that. When I consider my stance on Trump, and you notice I didn't say my support of Trump, when I consider my stance on him, I can tell you with authority, I would never accept him as a criminal the way the Biden family, the way the Democrats accept the Biden family as a criminal. The criminal element of the Biden family, they say, doesn't bother the left. But here's what I find most interesting, and I've talked about it on the program before. I marvel at how easily some of us who believe ourselves to be Republicans, conservatives, America first, are willing to dismiss Donald Trump over nothing, over allegations. Trump does not have any SARS. He doesn't have 178 SARS reports. He doesn't have a document inside of the FBI that is not being looked at that probably links him to all of the things, the criminal activity that he's been approved of. You know what they have about him? Oh, well, he may have paid off somebody with money from his campaign, supposedly, that went to a prostitute or Stormy Daniels. And then, of course, when it was adjudicated, nobody would take the case. Guess who did? Alvin Bragg. He takes the case. So that's supposed to be guilt by association. They raise a misdemeanor to a felony, and we got to go look at Donald Trump. They drag him to court. First time ever a president's been indicted in that manner. And what people said at the end of it was, probably not the right thing to do.
That indictment landed like a dud, right? for this to take the historic step of being the first indictment of a former president, I think it's a bit disappointing how not strong it is.
Maybe one of the greater weaknesses is how the felony charges will hold up when they are challenged by Mr. Trump's defense attorneys, whether or not these election law violations will truly result in felony charges.
If they want to argue that those documents were falsified in furtherance of something that is a federal election law violation, that's shaky legal ground.
I worry. I mean, look, if this is the only pebble that gets thrown at Donald Trump, it's a very small pebble.
Indeed, Van Jones, that is a very small pebble. Folks, that was leftist media saying, we got nothing here. It did bolster some conservatives to sort of swing back to Trump. And let's face it, Donald Trump is double digits up on everybody in the race, including Ron DeSantis and others. And they're going to go out there, and I'm going to talk about that in just a bit. But they bolstered Donald Trump. But what it did is, I don't think what people understand is, it was not about Trump. This was, you're bolstering this idea that you're willing to take an innocent man, you're willing to trump up charges on him, and while the guilty are doing what they do, you ignore it. And you know what it shows? Total partisan politics. You could flip any of these stories. Do you think that they would have indicted Joe Biden over these charges that Bragg has brought? Do you think that Letitia James would have indicted the Biden family over Biden University if it was a real estate school? Do you think any of that would have occurred? You know the answer. We're witnessing it every day. How is it you can investigate Hunter Biden for 5 years and you have all, you know where your evidence comes from? Hunter Biden. Hunter Biden's laptop, which they pretended was Russian misinformation, disinformation, and you want to know what their strategy is going forward into the 2024 election cycle? I'll talk about it in the second segment, but Russian misinformation, how the Russians are going to help Donald Trump. All of it debunked. Everything these clowns say debunked. And I'm going to tell you, folks, I'm never going to leave you without hope. But I'm going to tell you, you better get off your butts. You better get off your butts. I was talking to a friend of mine who lives in the Chicago area. And he said to me, you know, Kev, I tried to get Trump to help me on my campaign to endorse me. You know what? I'm not going to have time to finish the story. I'll finish the story when I come back. I'll tell you what Comey had to say. We'll talk more about what the strategy is for the whole apparatus against Trump.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
My takeaway is there's a very real prospect that he may be the first president in quite some time to face the real prospect of jail time.
Do you agree with Congressman Adam Schiff, who's going to be the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, that President Trump could be indicted and possibly face jail time after he leaves office?
Yes.
We do the investigations. The information is there. We're fiddling while Rome is burning. This president needs to be impeached.
I wouldn't be surprised after all of this is said and done that some people end up in jail. You know,
and I think they're shocked that the news is tightening and that people might go to jail.
You're exactly right.
For the rest of their lives.
I think they're all going to jail.
But you think some people are going to wind up in jail, not just one individual, but people, plural. Is that what you're saying?
That's my impression, yes.
It's not out of the question that a Senate could convict on impeachment charges.
He has no idea that he's going down.
It certainly looks like they are the kind of offenses that would call for impeachment hearings.
Absolutely. absolutely, I think he can be looked at and perhaps even charged with obstruction of justice.
But at this point, you're confident that at least some Trump associates will wind up in jail?
If I was betting, I would say yes.
Do you think at the end of the day, if Trump chooses the country over his own family, is that a good thing? Yeah. Or would you rather him vice versa?
Well, I think they're all going to end up together in prison, and maybe that's a good thing.
Oh, my God.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. Montage back, supercut, whatever you want to call it, of leftists talking about Trump and all the people going to jail. So what? Who do we have? Manafort, Papadopoulos, General Flynn, Carter Page, whatever. And what happened to all of them? All of them are free. I don't know about Manafort, but most of these people, they got a slap on the wrist at best. And you know, the facts are, they did nothing wrong. But look at what we have on the other side. And for the life of me, I don't get it. Republicans and conservatives, what are you doing? Why do we have all these people, and I'm going to tell you the strategy. I told you before, the strategy is have a lot of people run. It doesn't matter that they're not going to win. Chris Christie, Vivek Ramaswamy, Nikki Haley, Vivek Ramaswamy, Tim Scott, who else? Those, and Nick, did I mention Nikki Haley already? Anyway, those, I know three of them at least were in the media all over in the past few days. All over, and it's par for the course because they're running for president, so to speak. What else happened? Mike Pence announced. Chris Christie, he's announced. So, if we recap, I think John Bolton threatened to announce. I'm not sure if he ever did, but there's John Bolton, and I saw something that says John Bolton could beat Trump. Really? I mean, media, please. There's certain things I'm willing to concede on to give you a little bit of a wiggle room in terms of doubt, but this, John Bolton could beat Trump? Who wrote that? John Bolton? So we got John Bolton, then the first official declarant was Nikki Haley, I believe. And then after Nikki Haley was Vivek Ramaswamy, then came Asa Hutchinson, then rumors of Tim Scott, and Tim Scott declared. Then, who else? Chris Christie, rumors of him, he declared. We're up to six, if we include John Bolton. Then, there were rumors that Pence would declare. He declared. I mean, I'm not going in any particular order. I'm just giving you the thing. Of course, Ron DeSantis, he's number eight. And then there's some other person I saw in an article. He's an obscure individual. I don't know who he was. He makes number nine. And I think I'm missing somebody. But I know there's at least nine candidates now challenging Trump. And all of them together can't make even a small majority. I mean, and it's going to change. It will change, and I'm going to play clips from them. I want you to hear them. I'm not going to obscure them from you so people, oh, Kevin doesn't want to let them talk about what. I don't care. I want you to hear the people. But here's what I'm telling you. They're putting all these people up there with the idea that nobody wants Trump. Even the Republican Party's got all these people running against him. And right now they're holding the same thing that's happening. In other words, you got all these people that are running for Trump. Let me tell you what's really happening. You ready? You have probably a dozen Democrats who want to jump in this race, including the Hillary Clintons of the world and a bunch of the retreads. They want to jump into this race. Elizabeth Warren, because they figure if you're going to cheat us in, I want my shot. Gavin Newsom, many of these governors, many of these congressmen, they want to jump in. These senators, these business people, and for everyone that jumps in for Trump, I promise you, there's two on the left that are going, why are we protecting this moron, Joe Biden? Why are we doing this? I'm going back to this clip. The noose is tightening. They're all going to jail. None of the Trump family went to jail. And where was the noose? You want to know who the noose is tightening on? The Biden family. You want to know who could possibly end up in jail? Many of the Biden family. Offenses they said that call for impeachment of Trump. None of the things that Trump did called for impeachment. I'll ask you, who's doing things that call for impeachment? When you look at Joe Biden's record and how he and his family have dealt with Russia, China, and Ukraine, tell me that there's not a place for impeachment. You can easily follow those numbers and ask yourself, did we get all this money to Ukraine because of what Joe Biden got from Ukraine? Did we give all this money to China because of the policies that Joe Biden's now implementing with China? It's easy to track that down. But they don't say much. Beginning of the end, they say, for Trump. He's going down.
The walls are closing in.
I think at this point, the walls are spinning.
The legal walls are closing in on Donald Trump.
It feels like we are finally at a tipping point. The walls are closing in on President Trump.
The walls, meanwhile, are closing in on the President of the United States. The walls closing in on President Donald Trump.
They're spinning, too. We could have gone on for an hour or two with that kind of montage. We kept it short for you. Here to react right now, we're going to bring in Chris Steyerwald, Fox News digital politics editor. They're not just closing in, Chris. They're spinning. Okay, I don't know how many walls are left. I don't know how much space he's got left. But how far and how long can you go with that narrative until they run out of runway?
Chris Steyerwald, by the way, was one of those people that was an anti-Trump guy. And I used to respect the guy. Same with, Charles Krautheimer. Anti-Trump guy. Speaking of anti-Trump guys, here's what Bill Kristol said of Trump. I tend, perhaps foolishly, to discount the alpha, beta, male stuff. But DeSantis was always on Fox when Rupert was for him. Now he announces on Twitter when Elon's for him. Kind of a beta, no? Trump does CNN town hall, gets into the pseudo lion's den, looks kind of alpha, no? This is Bill Kristol, the guy that I watched scheme against Donald Trump at the Cleveland Republican Convention in 2016, and now he's saying, you know what, there is something to be said about this alpha beta male stuff. I'm not using any of these guys as my litmus test, but just saying Bill Kristol may be finally getting it.
Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The Republican presidential field keeps growing. Former Vice President Mike Pence released a video this morning in advance of his formal announcement today in Des Moines. Today in Fargo, North Dakota, Governor Doug Burgum announced his candidacy.
We need a leader who's experienced firsthand that we win as a country when our innovators and entrepreneurs can soar and when every single person can grow and thrive.
The 66-year-old two-term governor and multimillionaire says he will self-finance his campaign. Still have some masks left over from COVID. If you live in the northeastern USA, it's time to find them to protect yourself from all that smoke in the air. Authorities from Maine to Delaware and east to Michigan are warning you to stay inside. Former Trump aide Taylor Budowich tweeted today he testified honestly and completely before a grand jury in Miami, a panel that Budowich says is just out to get Trump. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The rhino element of the Republican Party is doing the dirty work for Democrats. Demonize the best candidate we have. Break him down. Try to crush him. And you know what Donald Trump says? He says, the reason why my style works is I wouldn't be here if I weren't so, you know, willing to fight. That's a fact. I'm going to tell you, I don't think there's a single candidate who would have withstood what Donald Trump is going through. Not one. You name one. I know DeSantis. He's a fighter. If the system attacked DeSantis, he'd fold like a Hollywood stage chair. That's what I believe. It takes somebody who has lived the life where he didn't have to ask people for help. I don't mean it in the sense that he didn't go to bankers and need their money, but he grew up, you know, knowing how to the ebb and flow of business. You win some, you lose some. You win some, you lose some. You win some, you win more. You win more, you win more. You win more. You win, you know, once you lose enough, you become a winner. And you understand that money is not going to stand in the way of me achieving my goals. When you watch a guy like Trump achieve what he has, and people, look, I'm no fan of the way Donald Trump has gone to battle. I'm not. I'm going to tell you a story here in a minute that a friend of mine who was backing him, what happened with him. But long story short, you got to be, have really been in the battle, paid your dues, so that you understand that I can withstand this attack. We have no other candidate who has stepped up who can say that. None of them. It's just the truth. And I'm not saying it is a favor of Trump. I'm telling you, this is my observation as a person who knows people, who's been in management consulting and a host of other things, and this man may very well be uniquely qualified for this battle. There you have it. Anyway, you got all these people that want to attack Trump that are part of the system that's saying it's not Trump's not the man that you he's not so great. These aren't just his ideas.
Multimillionaire and political newcomer Vivek Ramaswamy, welcome to This Week. It's great to have you here, right back from Iowa. You know, it's early. Yeah. We know where you are in those polls, way, way down there. Things can change, but you are up against a former president who is polling over 50%, a slew of other candidates. What's your path to the nomination?
First of all, we've actually studied this. Good to see you, Martha. As in June of 2015, Donald Trump was polling at 4% in eighth place. I'm happy to say that we're ahead of that, and I think we're going to take that same trajectory. I'm the outsider in this race. I think you get to be an outsider once. I'm the first millennial ever to run for the GOP nomination for U.S. president. And I'm actually leading us to something. Too long, many other conservatives have been running from something. I'm running to something. What it actually means to be an American. I'm an America First conservative. But I believe that to put America first, we need to rediscover what America is. And I'm seeing the base across this country hungry for that message, and that's how we're going
to
win.
And in speaking of that base, you would have to convince hardcore Trump voters to come over to you. How do you do that? How do you walk that fine line?
Well, I'm very clear with audiences. I said this to audiences in Iowa just this last week. America First does not belong to Trump. It doesn't belong to me. It belongs to the people of this country. And I think we take that agenda even further if we're doing it based on first principles and moral authority, as Reagan did, rather than on vengeance and grievance. And that's what I'm bringing to this race.
So the end of that, you caught what the strategy is for the Uniparty. Vengeance and grievance. That's what Trump's going to be about. I'm going to tell you something. As an American who watched what has happened over the past almost two decades now, I want vengeance and grievance. I want people to pay for what they've done. They bled this country dry. They have intentionally tried to ruin America over political ideology because what they do is wrong and what we do is right. I want vengeance. So, yeah, I appreciate his words, but Vivek Ramaswamy would be good to try to position himself as a VP candidate and not be talking about Donald Trump. But I love how he says, I was way down in the polls. Trump was polling eighth place in June of 2015, and we're on the same trajectory. What he doesn't understand is, we know what we're getting with Trump. If you were truly an America First conservative, you know what you wouldn't be doing, Vivek? You wouldn't be talking about Trump that way. You wouldn't be talking about vengeance and whatever else, retribution. You'd be talking about, this man did his job. Now, I think I can do it better. I'm okay with that. I think it's a farce. I think it's a farce that a guy who is a multimillionaire, and I'm not measuring peckers here, but I'm a multimillionaire. Donald Trump's a billionaire. Well, I can bring this. Donald Trump's already demonstrated what he can bring. So what are you bringing that's new? I'm a really America First conservative, and I want us to rediscover what America is. Tell me what he said that's any different than what Trump already gave us. America First, make America great again. And Vivek Ramaswamy says, well, those aren't Trump's words. Yeah, they are his. That's called a slogan. And it is his. You want to come up with something, come up with your own. Don't try to piggyback on his. See, this is what I'm getting at. I don't like it when these candidates come on, and I understand it because it's a gladiator sport. But Vivek, unless you have something new to offer, don't be retreading stuff and don't be criticizing the guy. Well, just because he came up with his slogan doesn't mean America owns that. We all own it. No, you don't. You don't all own it. You don't own MAGA. You don't own America First. Because it's a slogan and it's associated with Trump. Now, keep doing it. But I'm telling you, what the strategy is to say, this doesn't belong to him. This isn't Trump's thing. And I love this one thing that he said. I'm the first millennial that's run. I hate when people do that. I'm the first. I don't care what your first is. I'm the first generation of my family that did blankety blank. Congratulations. Maybe your family gives a crap. I don't care. If that makes you feel good, fine. You know, my oldest brother, he's the first one in our family, I believe. I know he's the first one to get a PhD on our side of the family. And I say that based on the limited history that I have of the family, because I don't know everybody. But I'm pretty sure I'm safe to say he's the first one to get a PhD. I believe he was the first one in our family to get a bachelor's degree. I believe that. Now, I have uncles that have associate degrees. But at the end of the day, I'm going to tell you, it doesn't matter. I mean, it's more of a statement of, I'm sad for your family, Kevin, that y'all didn't value education more. You didn't do more here or there. But I don't even feel that way now, because if you were to say to me, I'm the first one to get this out of college, I would go, yikes, I hope, go find something better to do. It didn't get you much. Back in the day, at least, the education meant something. Now I would say, he's the first one to graduate and go right into his own business. That graduate high school and go right into his own business. I have more for that than I do for somebody, oh, he's the first one to graduate from college. Oh, so he got indoctrinated. Anyway, he's not offering anything new, but he's repackaging Trump. I'm the minority, kinder, gentler version of Trump. And what I say is leading to something. Oh, okay, so Trump had no message. Really? The reason why I'm spotlighting this guy is because it's not about him. It's what the party is doing to itself. It's what these uniparty rhinos, and Vivek wouldn't consider himself a rhino. He'd say, no, I don't. He probably espouses much of the same. I bet he has a 95% overlap with Trump, which is substantial. But he's going to give us something new. Well, the only thing new he's giving us is he's a millennial and he's Asian. His family is from India. Other than that, there's nothing new that he said. We're trading out a multimillionaire, or a billionaire rather, for a multimillionaire who has the same message. And he says, I'm packaging my younger, browner message for you, America. Welcome. Give me your vote. It's going to take more than that for me. But I see their strategy. And you know what? It disgusts me. It disgusts me. We are better than that as conservatives. We should be. We should be smart enough to say to all these candidates, the same way the Democrats, when they knew the big cheat was in and they had everybody drop out simultaneously before Super Tuesday. Nobody would do that on the planet. They did it because they were going to shoehorn Biden in and they cheated him in. And every time we show this weakness, which is what we're showing, every time we get a new candidate that comes in, oh, there's another reason. No, more people don't like Donald Trump. Oh, look at this. I said I was going to talk about this thing. So a buddy of mine, he said Trump was, he endorsed him, did the biggest fundraiser for Trump in Illinois, and Trump did not endorse his candidacy. And my friend also knows the way Donald Trump has done business. He's a very successful businessman himself, and he says, I wouldn't do business with Trump. And I said, well, here's what I say to that. Let the buyer beware. I wouldn't do business with Trump either. But as a president, I like the guy. And my friend goes, I can't argue with that.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help.
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Look at how he steps and look how he steps. Watch how I run up ramps and he stumbles down ramps. Okay, come on.
That was Joe Biden talking about how physically fit he is, man. Oh, come on, man. Look, I run up steps. Look at how he runs down steps. Shoot. So what, I fall off bicycles when I stop them and I trip over imaginary sandbags and I shake hands with imaginary people and wander around into the curtains at the White House. I mean, so what? Come on, man. You want to do some push-ups, man? I'll do push-ups. What you want to do, you dark-faced pony soldier? Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to.
talking about the Trump attacks, talking about the strategy of both the left and the right to get Trump. They don't want this man to be in office because, let me tell you, have you looked at the corruption that exists? Have you looked at our agencies that we thought were venerable agencies that could be trusted, the FBI, the CIA, the NSA, and others? Have you looked at them? And would you want the same people running this stuff? We have communists all throughout our midst. We've been infiltrated by the Chinese. The left know this. They've been bought by the Chinese. You know who paid for it? You did. Our tax dollars went to the Chinese government in the form of trade deficits. They took that money, they put it right back into us, and they bought our politicians on the cheap. Joe Biden could be bought for pennies on the dollar. Oh, Kevin, they did a $5 million deal with Joe Biden. Really? That is a rounding error in any department's budget in the government. And we send hundreds of millions of dollars to China. How many people do you think they could buy off in our government that are so willing to sell you out? Far too many. It's scary how many people will sell you out for pennies on the dollar. Peanuts. And they don't want you to find out how this system really works. I'm going to tell you, I look back in retrospect on all this stuff, and I scratch my head. I say to myself, this is pathetic, what's happening to this country. How we have allowed this governing world organization to take over, and what it is it's multi... It's funny, because these people have enough money. But I was watching this show. Y'all ready? Here we go. Narcos, Mexico. And the guy goes, anybody who thinks he's had enough money and that he loses his perspective, doesn't want to keep going. This is what the head of this Mexican cartel said. He goes, you're a fool. You need to constantly be going after more and more and more. That's what he said. There are people that believe that. There is no end in sight. Once they get their first billion, they want their first trillion. Once they get their first trillion, they want their first quadrillion. They are never going to stop. They are like financial terminators. They will do whatever it takes. This guy said in one of the meetings with he brings all the cartel members together, and he says, we have made more money than all of us could possibly spend. But he still wanted more. Those are the words out of his mouth. It could be for dramatic effect, but I don't believe so. I believe that there are people who have uttered those words. We've made more money than we could possibly spend. I remember reading about Escobar. Well, I watched Narcos. Again, just a regular one, which was about Colombia. And he had so much money, he couldn't hide it. He literally was putting it in walls and buildings, buying homes, putting it inside of the walls, almost acting like insulation, burying it around the Colombian countryside and having to use maps to know where they buried the money. It was insanity. They couldn't spend it fast enough. They said the guy owned, I don't remember exactly, I know it was at least 80 homes. 80. Throughout the Colombian countryside. Safe houses. This guy had more safe houses than the CIA. It's never enough for these people. And you get a guy in there who's done it, who's made it, who says, you don't get it. These are the people that come to me looking for money, and when I want a favor, I can get it. I'm going to fix this. I'm going to show you how corrupt this system is. Do you know how powerful Trump is and why they don't want him? That should be enough for most people to go, I want an insider. I want someone who knows how corrupt this system is to blow it up. And that's what Trump was doing. And one first term was one thing. You know what those people decided when they took him out in that coup? He cannot have a second term. If there's anything that should bother you as a Trump supporter, if you are one, is they are willing to do whatever it takes to stop him. If you were to give me a rationale and say, Kevin, here's the reason why I don't want Trump. The powers that be have issued the biggest target in the history of man on Trump, and they will not let him win. You could make that argument for me. That argument I would accept. So I played a couple of clips. Well, I played one where Vivek Ramaswamy gave his idea of what America is. And as I said, Nikki Haley's out on the stump, and she said something like, her message was to women that how dare we tell women what to do. So it was a pro-abortion message, but she's trying to appeal to both sides. And you know, I think what she's saying is, I may lose the Republican base, but I'll come off as a centrist. And as a woman, and a woman of color, which I hate to say it, Nikki, but Kamala beat you to it. But as a woman of color, she wants to get her shot at. Now, she's got zero chance. Okay, whatever. What are her poll numbers? She's got a 2% chance. No, whatever her numbers are, don't translate into her chances. She's got zero chance of winning the presidency of the United States. Nikki Haley would have been smart to play VP. And if she wants to play the rhino, the wishy-washy moderate, she still should have gone with Trump. If Nikki Haley were in full support of Trump, he might have considered her. I think if he had vetted her, he would have backed out eventually, but at least he might have considered her.
This is a personal issue for every woman and man in America, and it should be treated with the respect that way. So now that the unelected justices are out there, and it's back in the hands of the people of the states, which is where it should be, there are some states that have become more pro-life, and I welcome that. And there are some states that have been more on the abortion side. I wish that wasn't the case, but that's what happened. The question that everybody is talking about is there a federal role for this? And I think that there is a federal role for this. But if we're going to do that, you have to be honest with the American people of what it takes to do that. In order to pass anything, you have to have a majority of the House, you have to have 60 Senate votes, and you have to have a signature of a president. We haven't had 60 pro-life senators in over 100 years. We might have 45. So if you look at it from that standpoint, don't let anyone in the media, don't let any political party tell you that a Republican president can ban abortion laws in our country, because they can't any more than a Democrat president can ban our state laws. So what can we do with consensus? That's exactly what it is. We come through with consensus and say, what can we all agree on? I think we can all agree on banning late-term abortions. I think we can all agree on encouraging adoptions and making sure those foster kids feel more love, not less. I think we can agree on doctors and nurses who don't believe in abortion shouldn't have to perform them. I think we can agree on the fact that contraception should be accessible. And I think we can all come together and say any woman that has an abortion shouldn't be jailed or given the death penalty. Can't we start there?
That was Nikki Haley giving you her explanation. There's a lot to that. She's right on some of it. I don't think that all of it she's right. You know, we could all agree on late-term abortion is bad. Okay. But again, now we're parsing the language. There's no lesson here other than let's all get along and kind of capitulate to one side. Now, here's what I will say. I can't tell anybody what to do. And I don't believe a woman should go to prison or jail over having an abortion. I don't think most would. I don't think maybe that was a law back in the day. And if it were illegal, she's already covered it. It's a state's right issue. If you want to have an abortion, go to a state where they allow it. I mean, that's the way it works. But here's what I will tell you. There was no real conservative message there that said, can't we all agree with this? That we all started at conception. See, that is one I can tell you 100% of people must agree with that one. When she talks about, well, we could all agree with this. Everybody is not going to agree with all of the things that she says. You could say we could get the majority of people to agree on these things, but you can't get all the people to agree on that. But as a conservative message, what I could get everyone to agree on is that every single one of you who's listening to my message, you began at conception. Where was Nikki on that?
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.